This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Electricity and the cost thereof is one of the components that make up the Consumer Price Index, up 0.9% month to month, 5% higher year on year. So there's that. And we got another number this week that hints electricity bills might be an extra burden starting, well, sometime really soon. The Energy Information Administration figures electricity demand is going to be 4% higher this summer than last on forecasts. Weather-wise, that it's going to be even hotter than last year. Marketplace's Henry Epp is on that one.
Yeah, a lot of people will probably crank their ACs to cope with the heat, the EIA says, but the price of the electricity to run them may actually go down a bit this year. Seth Feaster with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis points to two reasons.
Natural gas prices and increased solar generation.
Natural gas has gotten a lot cheaper and solar installations are up, Feaster says, but we could still face higher energy bills if we have to use more electricity. Feaster has an analogy.
If we have a hot summer and you buy more beer, you'll be spending more money on beer, but it doesn't mean the price of beer itself, which is the inflation factor, is actually rising. The same is true with electricity.
But air conditioning during a heat wave is kind of more essential than buying a six-pack. And if hotter temperatures mean running that AC more, that'll especially impact households considered energy insecure. Michelle Graff is a professor at Cleveland State University.
Black and Hispanic households will be disproportionately impacted by an increase in energy prices, those with young children, and often low-income tenants as well.
Graff says higher energy bills can often lead people to coping strategies.
From not turning their air conditioning low enough to actually achieve a comfort level, to actually foregoing other necessities like food or medicine.
There are assistance programs out there to help pay electricity bills and to improve energy efficiency, which is often expensive up front. Rebecca Foster heads the efficiency nonprofit VEIC, which offers a voucher to low and moderate income households.
And they can use that voucher to upgrade an air conditioner or another major appliance with a more efficient model.
Which can save money in the long run. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.